Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of TBNP. I'm one of your hosts, I'm Ryan, and I'm joined by my boys, Ruben.
What's up, y'all?
And of course, my boy, Mo.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How's it going, everybody?
So, on this episode, we're going to talk about one of my favorite childhood movies, Weird Science. We're going to just pretty much pick out our favorite scenes from the movie, and then we'll rate it at the end. Maybe I can convince my boys of their rating, just in case it's a little lower than what I want it to be. Mm-hmm. I might be able to, like, slide them my way a little bit. So we're going to do that. And then after that, we're going to do something fun. We're going to actually compile, like, our own woman, like our ideal woman. So that's going to be the last part of the show. So stick around, guys. It's going to be a fun one. But before that, we're going to start off with what we normally do, with the news for the week. Right. So, I don't know if you guys, did you guys ever play the game Borderlands?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, I didn't play it, but I seen it.
Yeah. So,
came out with three, I believe.
That one was a Tiny Tina or her little, or like expansion game. I believe. But nonetheless, they do have a trailer for that movie this week. I don't know if y'all saw that.
Yeah.
It's
they got Kevin Hart in it.
I know there's always criticism. I know, but hold on, we're gonna see. We're gonna see. You know,
it's gonna be directed by Eli Roth. So I mean, he's done the Hostel movies. He got like some gory. So for him to trend, I don't know what he can do with action. I don't know, man. Mm-hmm. But I mean, from what I seen visually, I was impressed. But the cast, I can say, I don't know, man. Like Kevin Hart, Kate Blanchett, Jack Black. Yeah, Jack Black as Claptrap is fine. You're just a voice for
right.
So that's true, fine. True. Jamie Lee Curtis, I don't know, man.
It's gonna be a lot of CGI.
When you see the characters in the game and you see the real life version, you're like, yeah. I probably would have cast some different people, but I mean, as of right now, it looks good. So
we're gonna see.
We'll see, man. Like, hopefully it's just at least serviceable. Then I'll be all right with that, you know? So we'll see. And then the next bit of news is that it was released that they're going to make another Jurassic Park movie.
Huh?
Yeah.
Isn't it over already?
I don't know.
What happened? Bro.
I don't know what's happening with these Jurassic Park movies, bro. But
hey, you know what, bro? I'm just predicting. This is a prediction. If they get into like a multiverse of Jurassic Park, I'm done, bro.
Now that would be something crazy. I don't know. I don't see them making a multiverse for.
I'm just Jurassic saying, bro, because everything has a multiverse now, bro. Everybody's doing a multiverse.
As far as I know, this whole franchise is all set in one, you know, universe.
That's so what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. If they do some shit like that, like, I'm done.
See them doing that. But I mean, as of right now, like they just announced the director. They didn't say who's writing it or what the story is going to be about. At least, you know, I didn't see anything on it. But the director is going to be Gareth Edwards, and he did the Star Wars Rogue One movie. Mm-hmm. And the last movie he did was The Creator. Did it come out last year?
Yes,
it came out.
Yeah, came out last year.
And just off of that, like, just the director's good. You guys didn't see the director. I'm assuming, but the budget for that movie and what he was able to achieve with that budget and how beautiful that movie looks. Uh-huh. So just off that, I mean, the movie's going to look good. It's going to be directed.
Yeah.
But now you got to worry about the writing and everything, the story. So
actors.
So I'm not a real fan of Jurassic Park. I don't know how you guys feel about it.
I like it. It's a good franchise. But I just thought I thought it was done already. I was like, okay, I can go the rest of my life and not seeing another Jurassic Park movie. That's what I'm saying.
Like, yeah, I wasn't really a fan anyway.
But like when they came back, I was like, cool, I'm with it. Like they kind of did it okay, even though it got kind of cheesy towards the end. But regardless, like
evolution.
Yeah. But regardless, I was like, cool, whatever. They're done though. I was like, that's it. I was like, that's kind of crazy they can get. Like, that's what I'm saying. If they do some weird ass, like, multiverse, like, I don't know, dude. It's going to be kind of.
Well, like you said, we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. But yeah, that's my movie news. What you got, Mo?
For me, actually, it's a little bit of Batman related. It's from Batman Beyond Animated Film Concept Art finally revealed.
Damn.
Yes, sir.
You guys heard about this?
Yes, sir.
But according to IGN, the production designer and producer behind the Spider-Verse movies has revealed the concept art for a Batman Beyond animated movie.
Mm.
And I guess they've been pitching this to Warner Brothers for the past 5 months. And I'm telling you right now, take my money.
Yeah,
bro.
It looks crazy.
Yeah,
man. Like all the people that I follow as far as the comic, you know, groups, they've been like, bro, please make the, cause did you,
we're salivating.
I saw them on pictures, right?
Yeah. We're salivating.
The only thing there that I get it that other people worried about is it does really look very close to Spider-Verse. But obviously, it's from those artists, but they can change the color palette.
Yeah.
I would say that's the only thing that has it looking similar.
And nothing's final. Like, that's just, you know, concept art. Like, at the end of the day, it's like, they're going to work on it.
Well, the concept art is fine. Yeah, it's just the colors look like Into the Spider-Verse. Mm. It has those kind of
resemblance.
But they make it look like a futuristic, like, just take a design
like cartoon. Yeah, like,
or that, yeah, this thing make it look like Gotham City. That don't look like Gotham City. Gotham City don't look like it got like some pinks and pastel colors, and
it's dark and gloomy.
It's supposed to be dark and gloomy. Yeah. If they change the way it looks, yeah, I think we'll have something, because as of right now, they're on the right track. It looks good to me.
Man, so, I grew up on
it, man. Take my money,
bro. When that series came out, I was like, the fact, like, everything, like that show blew me away. That was the time when you had that and Static Shock, you know, all those series. And I was like, damn, like.
Mm-hmm.
And
being old Bruce,
you
know what I mean?
Yeah,
it was still like killer. He still had hands, like, you know what I mean?
Still,
like,
had hands.
I was like, damn, this man can't die. You can't kill him. But yeah, man. No, but yeah.
Yeah, but that's all the bit of news that I got for me. What you got, Ru?
So I only got two news. I got there was a recent release on a PC and PlayStation 5 console. It was Helldivers 2. It IGN gave it a 9. So I haven't played it yet. I just seen like trailers and stuff like that, but it looks good. I like the concept. It's kind of like Starship Troopers kind of vibes, where you kind of go into these planets, kind of liberate them from, like, literally Starship Troopers. It's just, but just different animals, more or less. But, and the funny is in there, like, as far as like, they have that little jokes and kind of like those little nuances and stuff. But the thing is, like, I like it because the concept is different, because a lot of times you have player versus player game or player versus story. And I like this. They want players to unite and as a unison and kind of like, you know, as a common cause. And that's cool. Like, the game itself, conceptually sounds interesting. And so much so that actually, like, they're having server issues because people don't want to log off. They're 400,000 people capacity. So they're at full capacity and they can't even log on, to the point where even the dev said, one of the devs said, like, that to not even buy the game right now. He's like, just wait until we fix the...
Oh, wow, you said that?
Yeah, I think it was the president or the CEO of the game. He said, I don't even buy the game right now. He's like, just chill. We're working on the capacity. You know, because one of the people tweeted, he's like, I don't have money to buy it, but he's like, it looks good. Like, I want to buy it. And that's when the CEO, he's like, don't buy it yet. He's like, chill. He's like, we're going to, because they're going to work on some bugs. Like, to be honest, there's a little bugs. There's some things, which there's a recent patch release that they had sent out and kind of fixed a few of those things, but they're still working on the server thing. But once that gets going, like, I'll be honest, bro, I'll probably hop on. Like, I'm gonna check it out. So,
and then also to piggyback off of that real quick, I've been watching a lot of news on it, and they have this, besides the bugs that you can fight, they also have, I guess, these robots.
Right, yeah.
And I guess that they have these extraction missions, and the players are getting wrecked.
Right, oh,
and
yeah.
And, like, it's just like, you know, like, it's cool, because, like, it's hard.
It's like Terminator style. It's like Terminator-type robots, bro.
Yep.
They got machine guns. They got saw hands. There are these dudes called Hulks. They're like huge dudes. Like, man, it's great. They're a little fire. Like,
yeah. So I haven't seen anything on this.
Yeah. Game, so when you get a chance,
I've heard of it. Yeah. I've seen it all over my social media. But I haven't actually just looked into it to, like, to see some gameplay, even a trailer. So I don't know anything about this game, bro. I did see the score, the IGN score, but I was just like, I don't know. For whatever reason, I just didn't really pay attention. But I'll check it out, and then maybe we can game.
Okay.
Get down on that real quick.
All right, in my next bit of news, as much as I don't really despise this game, it's just like, it's one of those games that it's going to be ingrained in my mind and heart for all time. Elden Ring DLC Shadow of the Eldtree is releasing in June. That was a trailer that came out. It's a little thing that says, prepare to face the rest of Melania's family. You know I hate old girl, bro.
Oh, what?
You know I hate old girl, okay? And many
the rest
others,
of her family. Oh, just, Lord.
And many others when the Shadow of Eldtree launches in June 21st.
Oh,
so, God. Yeah, nah, I'm good. Nah, I'm I'm gonna stick to it.
Well, if that's the story, before I wasn't really like tripping, but it's going. I don't know. Maybe we'll see. We'll see. But as of right now,
I know how you felt. I know how you felt about old girl when you was.
Yeah. But we'll see. I don't want to say I'll get it. I don't want to say I won't get it. But stay tuned. I might have some news for y'all on that. Damn. I may get it. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
Imagine you guys find out Melania was the weakest link.
Huh? Oh my God. I wouldn't even be surprised. That was just the tip of it.
Yep.
Her whole family got hands, bro.
She was the black sheep of the whole family.
Yeah, damn, man. Bruh. It's like low key exciting, but low key.
True.
Yeah.
Kind of scary.
Kind of intimidating at the same time.
Yes, sir.
That's crazy that a game could do that. That's why it did one game of the year. So, I mean, Yeah. So that's my news.
Well, maybe I'll check it out. If Ruben won't, maybe I'll give it a go.
You let me know. You let me know, brother. You let me know.
Maybe I'll try.
You're braver than me.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys been catching up with the solo leveling?
I haven't watched the last episode, but yeah, we have been.
Okay. Yeah.
What about you?
I think. Yeah. Oh no. I'm trying. Like I'm caught up, but.
I mean, it's going. I mean, for an anime, you know, speaking genre, I think it's got more action than dialogue. So
that is true.
Than most anime that I've seen. So
the only reason why I'm keeping up with this one because it's like kind of it is an RPG essentially. So I know you guys play RPGs. Yep. It starts off slow. You got to start off at a level.
Got to build it up.
You got to get more powerful. So I'm like, hence all right. You gotta play, or you know, just wait along with the storyline and everything goes.
But whatever's happening is unique to him, so he knows that, and only he knows that too. So
that's what I'm saying.
Because
I'm like, why is he the only one? So that as long as they explain all this stuff away,
then
I'm okay. Because right now, like, why is this dude? His character's changing. Like, I don't know how, like, where he's becoming.
Well, just remember, bro. Imagine you're the lowest class of like anything, or like this
society,
wherever you're not even. Like they didn't even knew they had a class for you. You're the only one, and now all of a sudden you're getting OP and you're leveling up. And now
I don't think I'll be cocky like that though.
I kind of would, bro. He's not really that cocky either. He just knows
if you look at the first two episodes, look at him now. It's like, oh no, I like this dude no more, man.
He just more. I don't think he's cocky. I just think he's just more confident, bro. He just has more confidence in who he is. I know he like talking shit a little bit, like in his head, like that's what. But it's just like, hey, he knows already because he knows all this shit that these dudes don't. And that's what makes him, I think, confident. That's why I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know.
But they probably should introduce him like they introduced him. Like he was all humble, like, oh, hey, guys. He's like a real cool dude. Yeah. And now he's just like, hey, how's it going? I'm going to cut you.
Yeah.
You can't touch me now. I'm that good. He has no personality no more. And I'm watching the normal, what is it?
English?
Not the English.
Oh, Japanese.
The Japanese.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so and you know those dudes. I don't know if they just don't emote for whatever reason, or that's just how the character's supposed to be.
Huh?
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't know what the latest episode is, but the one we saw was when he got bamboozled by that group. He ended up taking them out. Like obviously, you would feel some type of way after this dude trying to pull fast one on you, and you would feel some type of way after you killed all of them. Like, and I don't know. I mean. We'll see. Like I said, we'll see.
See where I go. Like I said, obviously, I'm still watching it. So, it got my attention. This is probably as far as like a newer anime, and I'm actually keeping up with the episodes. This is the first for a long
time. That's good.
So, at least that's something. You know what I mean? Yeah.
What'd you think of the Ninja Kamui?
Second episode. Did you watch it yet?
Dude, we talked about that, didn't we?
We talked about the first episode, but the second episode just came out.
Second episode.
You sure?
Mm hmm.
Oh, you know, that's right. Cause we it came out. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. We didn't get a chance to talk about it.
All right.
I was on that.
There's still hope.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, if I'm still watching it. Yeah. So that one between those two. But you know, like I said, that's a good example as far as like, oh, and this dude know he a badass, but he ain't showing off.
Mm-hmm.
True. Well, I mean, he had his family killed.
You got this dude that started off as a nice guy, and then he's like, yeah, but he's still, I don't know.
We're gonna see how he develops.
I like his attitude better, man. Like, it's just like, I mean, obviously, like Ruben said, when dude was trapped in that dungeon, and them dudes are trying to kill him, that's, hey, murk him.
You gotta do what that's you gotta
different.
Do.
That's yeah. totally fine. But like I said, just you know, but he started off a certain way. Now he's this. But this dude in Ninja Kamui started off right. Even when he was, when his kids are, and his wife was alive, his wife was kind of like, she knew what he did. Right, they had the veil on, like that little disguise, that mask. Yeah. So like, I don't know. It's just, it's a different contrast between the characters right now. But obviously I'm still watching. So we'll see, you know, where it goes. And then my final ratings, whenever the season is, and I'll talk about
That's
it.
Cool. That's cool.
As right now, I don't know. We'll see. But all right, that was our little bit of news. We kind of went off on some anime at the end, but I mean, it's still news if y'all not watching those shows. I mean, obviously, y'all can check them out. So, like I said, this episode we're going to talk about good old 80s movie, one of my favorite movies as a kid. This movie is called Weird Science. This movie was released in 1985, so yeah, y'all was still
not even born. No, I was 1989, bro.
Yes, sir. Y'all was still nothing. Y'all was still in heaven. Yeah, y'all was just chilling.
I was just a little tadpole.
Now, this movie was This movie was directed by Mr. John Hughes. Now, y'all know that man. He can direct some movies, man. He did 16 Candles. He did The Breakfast Club. He did Ferris Bueller's Day Off. So his track record is pretty solid.
Yeah.
So you got that going for him now. At the time when this movie's made, the budget was $7.5 million, which is
a lot of money. That's a lot.
In the 80s, I don't know. Like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
But when it all said and done, the worldwide gross for that movie was $39 million, like around $39 million. So,
yeah.
That's a pretty good come up right there. So it's good to hear, you know, the movies is doing good in that aspect. The scores for this movie, you have IMDb at a 6.6 out of 10. Fair. Like, all right. It's fair. Yeah. The Rotten Tomato, you have Tomato Meter score of a 60%, and then the audience score is at 69. So at least theirs is like neck and neck.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you got your Letterboxd score, which is a 3.1 out of 5. So, I mean, it's not a bad movie. It's
pretty
consistent.
Yeah.
Like right in the middle, a little above the middle, actually. So the premise of this movie is two high school nerds use a computer program to literally create the perfect woman, promptly turns their lives upside down.
Literally.
Pretty much.
Literally.
Yeah. That's...
pretty much makes sense. Now, the cast of this movie. I don't know if you guys know any of these actors. I know you know one for sure.
Mr. Robert Downey.
So you have
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, exactly. I know for sure when y'all see that face.
I seen it, bro.
I knew I was gonna like that. I was like, let's see who's in this movie, man. Yeah, so you have Anthony Michael Hall as Gary. You have Lian. I don't know if I'm saying his name right. Lian Michael Smith as Wyatt. You know, Miss Kelly LeBrock as Lisa. I call her the Cyber Genie. It's a name I came up with, but it makes sense.
Yep.
When you get the context of the movie.
Literally.
And then you have Bill Paxton, rest in peace, as Chet.
Dang.
And then, of course, you got Robert Downey Jr. as Ian. So that's a main cast. It's obviously a lot of other, like,
pseudo
80s actors in the background. True, but, you know, these are just the ones that I know people will recognize. Well, at least most people recognize, anyway. So, like I say, I figured we can review this movie, talk about it first, review it, and then we can build our perfect woman. That's gonna be fun. So now, starting off, do any of you guys have like anything that stood out as far as like scenes in this movie?
Yeah, one thing I want to point out is it's kind of not early in the early-ish in the movie. They already made her and everything and blah blah. But they ends up taking him to this club, and end up, you know, everybody's kind of like weird seeing them walking in the beginning.
You know why, though.
Well, yeah, bro. I mean, she's a baddie.
He's like, I don't think we're supposed to be here.
He even said it like, I don't think we're supposed to be here.
Yeah. It's like, and then she gave him that
all black club.
Yeah.
The McLovin ID.
She gave him the little ID. The boy got a little mustache. Don't even look like him either. And it's funny because they end up sitting around a lot of black people. And then I don't know what's up with old boy, but he changed his voice. You know, I think Gary.
Anthony Michael. Gary.
Yeah, Gary. He started, I'm like, oh, wait, sir, sir. And later I found out that scene was kind of like a little bit improvised kind of is that scene where Gary talks like an old African American was inspired by Richard Pryor a little bit. So that's why he kind of made it sound like that, I guess. He wanted to go with that vibe.
Makes sense, I guess.
A little factoid.
It sounded like Richard Pryor.
Well, it was inspired, not. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A little factoid that I read, but.
Right that, on. I didn't know that.
Yeah, but that scene stood out to me just because I was like, I was laughing. I was like, what the? And then I like how his girl was hyping up. He's like, oh, yeah, bro, I got this girl. And his girl's like, yo, I saw that. I saw it. And then I was like, oh, bro. I was like, I need. What's better than a female hype man that's a baddie, bro? Like, you can't lose. Yeah. You can't lose. Your rep, your secret is going to go up regardless. So old boy was, and then they never drank either too. So they was already tipsy with like only a few drinks too.
But I like that scene too because they ask her too, right? They're like, "What are you doing with this dude?" And she's like, "Oh, it's purely sexual, bro." I was like,
yeah, she was hyping. Yeah, like Ruben said, she knew what they created her for. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
She was hyping them up, making everybody believe whatever she, because they would look at her, man. Kelly LeBrock in the 80s, yeah. She was like a sexual icon in the 80s too. Like anything in the 80s, you seen her.
Did you guys know that Kelly LeBrock initially turned on the role of Lisa? She said that she kind of wanted to like prioritize staying in the beaches of France. And then Demi Moore and Robin Wright auditioned for the part. And another actress named Kelly Emberg. But then I guess Lisa later on, she's like, all right, I'll do it. Took the role.
You said
Demi Moore and Robin Wright audition for the
Robin
part.
Robin Wright and Demi Moore. Sure.
Demi Moore, maybe.
I was going to say Demi Moore.
Demi Moore in the 80s, bro. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I mean, obviously.
No little factoid there. You're just going to throw them out.
That's dope. I'm not mad at who they were.
Oh, I'm not mad at Kelly LeBrock, bro. That was a good choice.
She did her thing.
When that was in the shower scene, I was like, bro, how y'all not break up?
How y'all both in there?
I mean, we don't know if they were or not, because it's kind of like they had their hands.
But they had the jeans. They showed the jeans, because even she's like, y'all got to loosen up. And you know what that means. Yeah, these dudes were.
No, she meant y'all got to loosen up by taking them clothes off. Who takes a shower with clothes on?
I thought she meant that because you know there was no erection in the pants.
Nah, she meant that. Like, why am I naked and y'all got clothes on? Well, that's my interpretation. What do you think she meant, Ma?
I thought she meant that too. Like, you know, you guys gotta relax, you know, like either get in or get out. You know what I'm saying?
That was a good scene too. I'm not gonna lie, I was kinda like hoping, because they started to pan her from the legs down. Not even the cheek.
Yeah.
Not even one cheek. Yeah. Just a little. Okay, I see what y'all doing here. I don't know. You know what? I actually don't know what this movie was rated in the 80s. I want to say this was a, because you know the rating system was different back then. I want to say
it was PG-13.
PG, huh?
Yeah,
it was PG-13. Oh, it made 13? Yeah. I wonder why it made 13.
You know what's weird? There was a scene later on where the couches and stuff is getting sucked out. And then they had that cheerleader person, or the person playing piano. And
that's right.
If you kind of slow it down, they do show a little. I was going to say that because that's like the only like.
If you slow it down just a little bit. You pause here, you can see a little nipple.
No, but.
The nip slip.
Damn.
You know.
So what did y'all think about the whole creative process as far as making Lisa? Like, what did y'all think? Like, as far as like that whole process, did that didn't stand out?
Oh man, I thought that was kind of cool because they got Einstein's brain. They're getting all these magazines from, so they got the curves from this porn store at the time. Can't really tell by the clips, but it was a Playboy model.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Like, that shit was crazy. You're scanning it, molding it.
I was going to say, I was only curious that they only messed around with the breasts. I was like, they didn't show any time where they wanted to mess with the yam. I was like, why don't they focus on the breasts?
As you know, in the 80s, anybody that had cheeks was fat. Cheeks was not the thing until the 90s.
I know, but man.
And these are white boys, right?
I was going to say
maybe they got different tastes.
I wasn't going to say nothing, Mo. I wasn't going to call them out. Like that.
They don't like seasoning in their food, you know what I mean?
But, just because we like yams, don't mean everybody got to like yams.
Yeah, that's true.
Some people like melons.
Yeah. But yeah, they. I mean, to be fair though, it's more fun to just see like digital like boobs getting bigger and smaller.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that makes sense. And like I say, most guys care about boobs more than ass, unfortunately. So we're the oddballs.
Robert Downey Jr. You remember when he's making his own? He's like, I want them bigger.
He wanted him. He's like, go on, give me the max.
Power that up.
All that. Yeah. What did y'all think of old Chet?
Oh, bro. All I could think about was Twister every time I was seeing it.
Every time I see Bill Paxton, that's fair. That's fair. Now, it's the opposite for me. Whenever I see him, I think about Chet. Whenever I see anything is in, all I see is this role.
He played that role immaculately. Like,
oh, man.
What a douchebag.
Oh, my God, bro.
Even when he was in the poo-poo form, like, damn. Like, yeah, bro.
Okay. I'm glad you said something, because I was like, okay. Even when I was a kid,
turd,
like,
bro. That's a turd.
Bro, because we were saying that. Hey, he's doo-doo. Like, no,
soft syrup turd, brother.
Is he boo-boo?
He's an emoji before he became an emoji, brother.
Dang.
I don't know what he was, man. Like, because he had ears. And I was like, is he supposed to be dookie? Cause
he reminded me of giving me what's that movie Beetlejuice vibes, bro. The way he was looking, the animatronic.
I
was like, bro, that mess was hilarious. I was not expecting that. Like I said, when I first see that,
he kind of looked like a gremlin, all sweaty and shit. I was like, what the? Yeah. Man, that was fucking party too.
That mess was hilarious, man. Because they didn't give you no warning that was going to happen. It just cut to the scene, and then next thing you know, I was like, what is that?
I thought she was going to have just a homeboy constraint or something, like whipping him, maybe, like, I don't know.
Well, yeah, I knew she was going to do something to him, but when they switched back to that scene, I was like, bro, what the heck? What is
she made this
man
old doodoo.
She turned him into a straight dookie. I thought it was a toad creature, like a goblin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't shake like...
He ate the fly, remember? He ate the fly.
Exactly. That's why I thought I got toad vibes. Mm-hmm. And then once he ate the fly, I'm like, okay, so he's shaped like dookie. Mm-hmm. Like he got the dookie shape. Yeah.
I got a little factor about that. Chet, he was supposed to be in the little suit and do the voice. But I guess he got a little claustrophobic, so it ended up him just doing the voice and then having two other actors.
Somebody else do it. Yeah. I ain't even mad at you. Bro.
That's crazy.
Because imagine animatronics back then was a lot different than it is now, bro. Yeah. It was kind of raggedy and not as good quality probably like it is now. But
That's a perfect segue to my next question. Because obviously this movie came out in 85, so obviously the digital effects and the puppeteering was, you know, early on in the stages. True. So that being said, how did y'all feel about the digital effects and the puppeteering?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing visual.
Now, bear in mind, this is an 80s movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it looks, now think about how it looks, and now think about that if you had an 80s brain. Like, if you was just like...
Yeah, if I was watching...
There wasn't a lot of movies. Yeah. It wasn't a lot of movies doing stuff like that.
No, because your earliest movie that I remember watching that was like 80s type thing was like Back to the Future. And I remember watching it when I was younger. I was like, oh, what? I was pretty blown away.
Exactly.
So, thinking about that, like, maybe back then I would give, you know, visually it would be pretty, like, I would think on par to what that would be.
To that era.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, visually at that time, it would look amazing to me.
Yeah. And now that I think about it, since you want to compare it to, well, not that you want to, but you mentioned Back to the Future, the digital effects in this movie look better than the digital effects in Back to the Future to me.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's fair.
Go back and look at it, like, that movie. I don't know what your Back to the Future. I think this movie came out before that.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe, when you watch, like, watching Back to the Future now, I've seen it recently. I'm like, ooh, the lightning effects and stuff.
Oh, Back to the Future was 1985, also.
It's the same year. Oh, so they neck and neck. Damn. They neck and neck. I don't know.
That's crazy.
Like, this one looked better, but this one was minimal digital effects too.
Yeah.
Because I only had like certain like lightning effects here and there. It was mostly practical.
They had the weather changing. Remember when the sky turned red and stuff? Give me like Ghostbusters vibes.
That's funny. That's exactly what I thought about when I saw that, Ghostbusters scene. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Fair enough. Now, what about the house party scene? What y'all think of that?
Hey.
Banger.
I thought that was, I thought it was kind of weird because, I mean, we're 90s. So to see an 80s party going down, we don't have that much insight, but
true that.
Kind of corny.
You thought it was corny? I mean, it seemed like a typical house party to me. And even like I said, I was still too young to know about a 80s house party.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like, because think about it now. Like, what's the difference between that party and the house party now? What's the difference?
True that. Everybody act a fool anyways and be drinking.
Yeah.
I mean, everything was the same. I thought it was funny. But dude was in the bathroom. He was nervous. He was taking a nervous poop. Mm-hmm. The old boy is in there with him. I'm like, man, you're not finna be in the bathroom. We want to take a doo-doo, bro. I'm gonna need you. Why you in here with me, man? Like,
I thought it was funny how he threw old boy under the bus. He's like, what y'all doing today? He's like, oh, he's just taking a shit. Like, bro, really?
Yeah. Trying to get, you know what? Lit. When I saw that scene, that's when I kind of figured out the end plot. I was like, is homegirl.
Which one? The bathroom scene?
Yeah, bathroom scene, because that's when, and then, you know, later the two girls went in and they were just kind of like chopping it up a little bit. And I was like, was this Lisa's plan all along? Kind of do this party and kind of get them to kind of.
Yes. Yes.
I'm saying that's like the first inkling. That's the kind of first inkling that I got. I was like, is this?
Yes, that was our plan.
Yeah. But I like that scene when they're in the bathroom too, because I was telling Mo, like, one of my favorite scenes was when they finally muster up the courage and they zoom in on their lips and they're just like, are we doing this?
Yeah. I don't
know. Yeah. Are we gonna man up? And then they look up. Oh, girls laugh. There's just some tooth.
They dipped on them. Yeah, that was funny. You know what? Those two girls, when they're the mall scene, when they were with Robert Downey Jr., I forget that actor's name. I should have put it in my note. They were having a conversation, like, because they were acting like dicks. Yep. And the girls was like, you know, why are we hanging out with these dudes? And I'm like, oh, well, we need to be popular. So I got the impression from then that those girls were actually like they're fishing for, like, they were trying to be popular as well, just like Chet and White Gary and White. So White, I got the impression that maybe they were kind of nerdy too. Mm-hmm. That's why it ended up, when they were together, it made sense. Because if it was any other chicks, I'd be like, hell no. Mm-hmm. Hell no. Yeah. None of the most popular girls, like, but these girls, they were kind of shy. And
yeah.
So it made sense for that, you know, at the end of the day, they ended up with these guys. I actually thought that they would do like blonde with brunette and brunette with blonde. I switch it up, but they paired them up with the hairstyles. Yeah. But even as a kid and even to now, them girls is pretty, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like, hell yeah.
I've always thought they were beautiful, especially that brunette, man. Like,
Suzanne Snyder and Judy Aronson.
Yeah, they're gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I'm like, damn, I can see it. They had that, like I say, they had the classic 80s look.
Yeah.
Yes,
I was like, damn,
bro, that's good. I remember seeing that, like the first time I seen that, like, girls having a little ponytail, like, weird. I was like, damn, that's just.
Yeah.
I fuck with that. Like, I don't mind that.
Yeah. So, bring the 80s looks back. Yeah, bro. You know, bro. Everybody trying to bring the 90s back. Come on, what's up, what's up with the 80s?
Yeah.
Let them 80s come back. That'd be cool. Remember that scene where, when they had just created Lisa and they got back from the club and then, Wyatt was on a balcony. He's like, where's Lisa? She was behind him.
Mm-hmm. Then she kissed him.
She kissed him. It was supposed to go down.
Yeah.
But she said he fainted or something because he's like, what are you thinking about? Yeah. And she's like, I'm thinking about women's gymnastics. So she put on a show for him. She's like, all right, this is what you like. And then she's like, well, you can't be passing out. But she's like, we'll try again later. Mm-hmm. I thought that was like, damn, she's like willing to, she would do it. Like, obviously she said, this is my master's, man. Like,
yeah, like, I'm programmed.
Made me. So if they say do it. So I don't know. The perv in me was like, they should have played with
What'd you think about that scene though, Ryan? Cause I kind of like that scene too. Cause that's when she kisses him and she tells him, like, you know, try again. You want to try again? He's like,
yeah.
Yes, please.
He's like, yes, please.
You don't mind. You don't mind. And then not only does she kiss him again, but she goes in for the gluteus maximus.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Booty grab. And I was like, and he does the thing where he jumps. Yeah. I'm like, boy, if you don't get that, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, fellas. Come on, fellas. You gonna sit there and tell me you'd be mad if your girl got you like that? Like,
bro, hell yeah.
That's just a sign of affection. Okay, girl.
Hey. They took that and they use it on the girls too when they mm-hmm. kiss. The
because
girls.
I was gonna say, isn't that, that's kind of a little foreshadowing, because they're on when White,
made out with old girl.
Yeah, they're like, you know, they kind of experiencing that a little bit. Yeah, yeah. So that's
what I'm saying. Everything they were doing in this movie was Lisa's plan, and it worked. Because back to the house party scene when she was like, "These guys they're not loosening up. Like, I got to do something to get them." You know. So she came up with that plan to get those biker gang up in there,
mm-hmm.
to make them have to man up.
Yeah.
And then that scene where she there's in the closet, she's like, nah, y'all finna get up out this closet.
This dude,
that guy,
put his hand into the closet and pulled my man's out. Like, get your ass out.
Nah, you come up out here, get up out this closet, man. Y'all gotta go handle this business. Bro, that scene with his grandparents,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, frozen.
But she was like, okay, now don't freak out. I'll show you what I did to your grandparents. They're in the closet, froze up. Mm-hmm. I was like, yo.
Yeah.
He was like, what's wrong with
them? Yeah, they're all petrified and shit.
They're like, no, they're happy. She put them in like a dream state. Like, no, they're fine. Yeah. They're in a dream. They're having a good time.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to be wrong. Yeah, I thought that was
I was going to say, Ryan, like, you know, it almost, you know, the name of the movie was Weird Science, but it almost seemed like magic a lot of times.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. True. That.
Yeah. That is true. That is one thing I can say.
Weird magic.
Yeah. Because some of the stuff, like, you could, like, if they were to remake this movie, they could say that she's putting a hologram around stuff, like she's making illusions. Because especially with now that AI is huge right now, if they were to remake Weird Science right now, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hollywood. I hope y'all listening to me, man.
I mean,
similar to that.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing reboots anyway, so might as well.
Prequels, anyways. Yeah.
Yeah. Like. I mean, I would be hurt if they make this remake and it sucks. But if you want to make something in vain of Weird Science, but don't call it Weird Science, but make it like AI. Well,
I think the only reason why she has powers is in one of the scenes where she's getting all the program. They put in, I saw a Houdini. And putting like a Houdini magazine or the Houdini.
Damn, that's a good eye, mom.
You guys didn't see that?
I did not catch that.
That's how she has magical abilities and stuff, because they put in. Obviously, Houdini, they put in some other food. I forgot what of the guy, but I saw Houdini and I was like, that explains the magic.
Yeah.
It seemed to me like she was like godlike level powers, bro. Like she.
Oh, yeah.
She was literally able to do anything, man. Like, I don't know.
Bro, she was giving these dudes some cash and then gave them a Ferrari and a Porsche, huh?
Yeah.
Bro, she turned, Chet into a blob, bro.
Like, she turned my man into the Dookie monster. So, I mean, like, obviously, she got some.
She asked, remember when that was that scene when they were going to the club and she asked him, like, what's my name? And then, they told him, like, oh, how about Lisa? And he's like, okay. So she changed the license plate to Lisa. Huh?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah. 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 Like I said, some of her feats were, like I say, if they would have made it say, like, hey, some of that is AI based or hologram based, I'd be like, bet. Now, I don't know if you guys know, but they did come out with a TV show of this in the 90s.
Oh, word.
After I watched the movie, I was like, let me see how the movie holds to the TV show. The TV show is a little rough.
Hey.
But they did explain, like, as far as her abilities, they do wear off after a time. They kind of tell it in the movie, too, like, a little bit. Mm. But in the TV show, they explore that more, as far as, like, it takes a while for whatever she does to wear off. So even if they had money, eventually... That's why she only produced cash. She never did like credit cards, nothing like that. She only can produce cash.
Imagine,
after a while.
Imagine finessing all these strippers.
Man, they get home like, what? They get home, that money disappear, bro. Oh, man. Please give me some disappearing money, bro. Oh, I need that. I need that in my life, man. Like, yeah, girl, I'm going to make it rain. They're going to get home like, man, this chump ass dude was spending all kind of money on me. Look how much money. They're going to flip the bag. I'm like, nothing going to come out. Butterflies going to come out. Ain't nothing in here for you, girl. You got bamboos.
They're going to be like, Charlie Brown, what'd you get? I got a rock.
He got nothing. His bag empty, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But let me have
your money. Yeah, let's make that happen.
But let me have those powers. Shit, I'll be a man.
Yeah. But like you was mentioning, like, after she turned him into like that boo monster. I guess at the end of the movie, she pretty much did what she came to do. Like, to get them guys to come out of their shell, to get them the girl, get them like to not be so shy and timid. So they were already thinking about saying, hey, you know, we're going to tell Lisa we got girlfriends. Now we don't really need her, which is weird. Like, why would you not have her just stay? Like,
yeah,
what are you doing? But they're like, oh, we're going to tell her. But she already had plans to, like, you know, I want to explore the world. You know, so she
help other young men.
Yeah. So at the end of the movie, you see her at the high school. Yeah. With all the geeks at the high school. Going to help out the geeks. So I thought that was a cool ending too. Like, she could have went to another gym class with all the jocks.
Yep.
But she went to that particular gym class to help those nerds out at the end of the movie. So that's how the movie ends. I thought it was a dope ending.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's one of my favorite movies. Yep. So now I'll go first with my rating and then I'll let you guys.
Go ahead, bro.
I don't know if I swayed y'all higher, but as far as for me, like I say, the directing gave it like a 0.75. Like I said, it was the same, like, in the 80s, they weren't expected to do too much, but it was some cool shots in there. So I was like, all right, I give it, you know, I just take a little bit off the top now, you know. But as far as the story, I've never seen anything like this.
Mm-hmm.
It was an original idea, especially in the 80s. So obviously, I'm going to get that the full point.
Right.
Now, the performances, I took this one down a little bit because it's 80s. Some of the stuff that they're doing here, like I'm kind of laugh is that? What do you do? Like, it's just like 80s goofy stuff here. So I'm like, man, like it doesn't translate to now. So I was like, all right, it's a little too goofy. So I took a little bit off the top on that one.
Okay.
So 0.75. The visuals, this one I kind of went back and forth. Cause I was like, I don't want to talk bad because I was around when this movie came out, so I know what it looked like when I was a kid. Like
how you remember it? Yeah.
And like I said, and even as a person now with all the technological advances we have now with the CG, this movie still looked good, man.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I don't know where to give it, man. I'm gonna go low, but I can go higher later. I'd rather go higher later than lower.
Mm.
So right now I'm gonna meet this in the middle with a 0.5.
Okay.
And as far as the score, come on, man. Good old 80s vibes. Yeah, I can't knock that, man. Yeah. I'm an 80s baby, so yeah, I get out of one. So that puts my score at a 4.5.
Damn.
Yeah. Love this movie, man. Absolutely love it. So we'll go, Mo. What you got?
Yes, sir. So for me, I got direction. I went with full point. I just thought.
Yes, you know, sir.
I thought that they executed perfectly from concept to beginning to end. You know, I thought it was a good ending. You know how most endings you're like cliffhanger, or you don't know what happens at the end.
Yeah,
I thought this one ended really good. Story and originality, a one as well. I haven't seen a movie like this.
Hell yeah!
After performances, I gave it a one. Actually,
let's go.
I actually like their performance. I can't that whole goofy.
You digging it?
Even that fourth wall, you know what I mean? When they would look at you,
I forgot they did that. That's right.
I thought that was kind of original. So, you know what I mean? Performances.
Fair enough.
The visuals were, I felt like you're kind of right. You know, I gave it a 0.5.
Yeah.
And, you know, but the 80s, bro, like they did what they could. Yeah. I get 0.5. Now that I see it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Score and sound design, bro. Some of these sounds were wonky, bro. Like, bro. I forgot which one it was, but they had this one where I think it was the one that Ruben said where she switched the license plate. They had a sound effect for
electric
everything.
Sound?
For everything. And I'm like, you don't like just
do the made, same made it more like a cartoon style, than a movie. That's fair. I can't even.
So I give it a 0.5 on the sound design. Overall,
4.0. Let's go. All right, Ruben, come on with it.
Damn,
bring it home, bro.
Don't feel bad, bro. Like you're,
I like the movie, but it's like towards the latter. But the direction, I gave it a one because I like the shot, and I was saying I was like, I like how they shot movies back in the days. It was, I don't know, it's just different. I don't know if it's more slower, I guess, so it's easier to keep up. Story. One, because I never, like I said, never seen nothing like
original.
This.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just nothing I never heard of. Performances, I would give it a 0.75, like Ryan, because the one that kind of did me a little bit was Gary, bro. His acting was a boy. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, like Anthony Michael Hall. What? Because he's one of the only ones that continued acting besides.
Because like in the beginning, he was already kind of like a little prick, but then he turned into kind of like a gangster dude or black dude. I don't know. And then when he got home,
I feel like it was just the alcohol, though. Yeah, he was drunk.
I don't know, but then later on when Lisa humbled him in front of his parents, he jerks off and shit, and he's like, I don't know.
What would you do if somebody was calling you out on beating your meat in front of your parents?
Not me.
you were
combing your hair.
Yeah.
I don't know. That whole scene was kind of weird to me. Like, I don't know, but so I get a 0.75.
Fair enough.
Visually, same 0.50. I think that's kind of across the board. I think we were
all in agreement in that. Yeah, like I said,
yeah.
I don't know. I love this movie. I may go up later. We'll see.
Sound design, I'm same with Mo. I like the track, but some of these noises too was a little too wonky. Wonky, like
'80s for you.
I would say the word would be wonky.
Or too cartoonish, and not even like '80s, like cartoonish sounds.
And like I said, it's not even that like. I don't know. I guess if I grew up in that time and like maybe like I saw this movie like at that time, like maybe the sounds wouldn't bother me as much because I'll probably be seeing them in other movies and it'll be like or whatever. But yeah, no, I give it a 0.50. Overall, though, I give it a 3.75 on this movie.
Hey, let's go.
Okay. Okay, I mean, that's good. You're only like a little lower than me and Mo, like about a quarter of a point. Like, so.
And then it's kind of on par of what you said of the rating of IMDb.
We're actually a little higher, actually.
Yeah, this.
If you do the average, we're higher.
Yeah, average 4.0 for all three.
See. Podcast, so yeah, we loved it more than the audience and the critics. So yeah, I thought I was gonna have to swear, y'all. I was a little scared. I was like, damn, I ain't gonna like this movie, man, because I was having a ball watching this movie.
But saying, just the beginning scene when Lisa was in the little booty,
little crop top and drawers.
Mm.
Yes, sir.
I was like,
yes,
you got me already. I'm watching this movie regardless. I'm watching the whole movie regardless.
It helps to have some eye candy, you know? Yeah. All right. Hey, that's good. I'm glad y'all enjoyed that movie. Now for the fun part, fellas.
Mm, bring it.
Now we're going to build our Lisa, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, and this should be, it's nothing too hard.
Now,
so
ladies and gentlemen, or mostly ladies, they'll say this, we're building, like, if you watch this movie, that's literally what they did. They put in everything they wanted in a female. This is obviously they work together, but we're being selfish and doing one of our own. So this is just obviously if this girl exists somewhere, oh Lord.
Oh, yes. In trouble. Now, and you got to bear in mind that as big as this world is, she very might well exist.
I don't know.
There's too many people in this world. It's too many people. Like, it's just that would you get a chance to meet them? Is the question.
True that.
But they exist. I don't want to say they don't exist.
Okay.
So I'll go first. I'm going to give you my list of desired physical traits.
Bring it.
So, first of all, you know the actress, Ana de Armas.
Mm-mm. Give me some movie.
She was in, she was in the last James Bond movie. She was like
okay.
Yeah, she was in Blade Runner, the latest Blade Runner. She was in Knives Out.
Mm.
She played Marilyn Monroe recently.
I haven't seen Murder Murrow by Knives Out. And
there you go. We just put a picture up for Mo. Oh my God. Mm. That is, it's not too fine. She's just cute. That's all I want. I don't want nothing like.
Because you know you wake up and she don't got no makeup on. She gonna look.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I just want like a cute face. Like she got that cute brown face. Right. She got like color eyes. That's obviously like a thing of mine. I love eyes. Like, so that would be the ideal face. A little above Girl Next Door, like she's obviously not Girl Next Door look, but she's a little
innocent looking, but not innocent. No,
there you go, that'll be my ideal as far as like a face.
Okay,
now body.
Mm.
Obviously, I like to keep up with my fitness as much as I can.
Come on,
I prefer her to be like as into fitness as me, so like similar to like an Instagram fitness model.
Okay,
that kind of like mentality, she meal preps, she work out every day,
right.
Encouraging other people to work out. Like, I got friends that work out. I always like give them thumbs up. I clap. Like, I try to encourage them, man. Like, keep it going. Mm-hmm. I got a couple friends that I'm looking at them now, like, man, y'all, I tell them too, like, hey, man, I'm proud of y'all, man. Like, they look different, man. So, that has to be something, you know.
Right.
So, body, like a fitness model.
Right.
Now, for brain, I want a witty woman. So, like, and by witty, I'm going to give her action. Anna Kendrick, you know, she's funny. She can come up.
I like
her. Quick with it.
Yeah.
She quick. She's just like, she don't have to think about it.
She's just a vibe. She's just a cool. She's just
she
a vibe.
Cool vibe, man. I need that. Yeah. So that'll be like her kind of wit, her brains. And then as far as like personality, I want her to have Jennifer Lawrence. It's like Jennifer Lawrence is the girl next door, but she's still beautiful, but she goofy, bro. Like,
yeah.
She don't mind cracking jokes at the expense of herself. Even she don't even care. I like how like she's just carefree and
right.
Yeah. So that would be, you know, desired there. Now mental trait, got to be empathetic, right? Like I need her to be able to I need you to understand other people. Don't just think about what you're thinking about. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She got to trust. She got to be trusting. Like, hey, look, don't think I'm gonna do what the last man did to you. Let me be me. And if I do something, you know, then you can bring it to my attention. But don't put the last man's mistakes on me.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be consistent. Like, be on point. Try to be consistent as possible.
Yep.
You got to show me the same pursuit as I pursue her. Like, we got to both flirt with each other. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You got to be equal on that level. We got to have similar interests, you know, at least some. I'm not saying like all.
Right. Similar,
but at least more than not. Right. And then obviously sense of humor. Respect, and then she got to be social. I gotta be able to take her around family and friends, and she can joke around, have fun. She ain't like, oh man, I want to go
shy around the corner.
So you put that all in that little machine, kill my woman, I'm good. I'm staying home. Y'all won't see me anymore.
I don't feel like what you're describing is too out of the question. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
That's crazy, bro.
It's not like hard to achieve, but I'm still single. So what does that say? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. So yeah, what about you, Ruben? Build your woman, sir.
Yes, damn. Sir.
Well, I went a little bit more detail with the physical traits. Breast size. I went C cups. I built my bitch, bro. I don't care, bro.
This dude went straight to the titty size. I know you. Damn, you're very specific, sir.
I want
to
play with them things.
Fair enough.
Bernie Bujo's GM. Bernie Bujo. I want her yams.
Bernice Burgos.
Bernice
Burgos.
Yes. I want some yams like type on her. She gotta be thick. Body type thick. You know, I like them thick.
Yes, yes.
Tape, face wise, Eva Mendez. I want a little Eva Mendez. In her prime, Eva Mendez, obviously.
Yeah, I got you.
Skin color, Rhino, this a black, of course. Negros, I would say.
A black Eva Mendez. I don't know if her features fit the
Listen. It's for me, brother. It's not for you.
But it's your girl. Okay. Hey, I don't want to kill your
dream. Hey, come on. Don't kill my Bible. All right. And then, you know, as far as mental, bro, like, I don't feel like I'm asking for much. It's just loyal, have a good personality, and you know, I'm pretty conservative, but then I'm also open minded. Like I'm not crazy. You know what I mean? Like I can stand to reason. You know what I'm saying? And a good sense of humor, because I like to laugh. I like to fuck mess around. You know, don't take life too serious, bro. And plus, you're my girl. Like, you know, it's gonna be some rough days. Like, I need you to fuck around with me too. Like, you need to cheer me up, and I need to cheer you up too.
Exactly. I like.
But that would be my ideal girl. You know. A deal girl, whatever. Maybe I might be,
okay. You didn't have any like mental traits that you look forward to?
Just those. Just like,
damn.
Like, I don't really like, cause I don't know. Like, I know like a lot of women, like they have, like you said, like not for her not to worry about her past relationships and stuff. But a lot of times it's like, if they already have a good personality and maybe like loyal already, me, like maybe they haven't had some of those issues, I guess.
Yeah,
but if they already have these kind of mental traits, I'm not assuming, but I'm hoping
that's good enough.
I'm hoping that it's gonna get, because I feel like at the end of the day, it's like the one thing that I got out that I kind of mastered, but I feel like I got good at my last relationship was communication. So as far as I'm able to communicate with her, and we can reason and we can have a discussion and just kind of like, all right, boom, and just move past it, I think that there's going to be growth in that relationship regardless.
Yeah, you know that's true.
All right.
Fair enough. All right, Mo. Hit us, bruh.
Yes, sir. All right. For me, if I could build my own bitch, I would want her to be as smart as Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Damn.
And that's just for mental. That's just for intelligence. And,
I just be asking her everything, bro. I don't even care. I'm like, how you do this?
Yes, sir. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it'd be nice. I want her to be as strong as Serena Williams. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Hear me now.
I don't mind.
Hear me out now. I want her to be same body type as Selma Hayek. So, if she's got that body.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Don't even mind it. And then if she could have the face of Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah.
This is a prime Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Damn. Heartthrob.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Heartthrob. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Party of Five, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. Hey, I ain't even mad at you for that.
Even though she you know, even now, she still look good, but.
She still look good.
Either way.
Even Ruben, Eva Mendez still look good, too. Like, mm-hmm. Obviously, we want them in their prime, right, obviously. Right, I mean,
We're building the perfect,
yeah, our perfect, oh, yeah, so, yeah.
And then also for mine, I know you guys kind of didn't pick this on yours, but if I could, since it's, you know, it's kind of from weird science, I would want her to have the like ability to turn invisible. I think that'd be a crazy attribute.
Damn.
What would you do
with an invisible female?
What you mean?
Hold on. You're nasty.
You know, if you're having a bad day, just take it to work with you. You know what I'm saying? Have her flash you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
she's invisible.
Yeah.
You can't see nothing.
Nothing.
So you wanted to flash you with her invisible boobies.
And she's got the smarts of Neil deGrasse Tyson. Come on, bro.
She'll figure it out. She'll figure it out.
If I ever need anything,
yeah, she'll figure it out.
She's right there, bro.
This dude is wild, bro.
But yeah,
this is what happens when you give the men. See, this is a lesson for everybody.
That is true. Y'all. That,
you give a man the power to build, because mine was achievable, y'all. Y'all took this opportunity to build somebody that probably don't exist. Especially Mo.
You just watched the movie where old girl gave the dudes dude cash crazy. Money out of nowhere.
Wow. Fair enough. I mean, maybe there's a magician girl that can
talk. Okay, to kind of pick up his question, if your girl could have a little superpower, if you can add that, what would you want to add with her?
No. No, I can't think of something I would want to grow to have.
You know, because you know what mine would be? That she can give me invisible cash, brother. Mm-hmm. Disappearing cash, disappearing cash. If she can hook me with that disappearing cash, go ahead, girl. Come on. Give me that.
It lasts for like, I don't know, like a day. 24-hour cash.
It don't matter. I would get.
Damn.
No serial number.
I'll be gone by then. Shit. We gonna be gone by then, you know what I mean?
I don't have nothing like that. I don't think I want her to have any, like, superhuman abilities or anything like that. Not that I can think of right now, anyway.
Mm.
Yeah. I didn't think that was even. I was trying to build a real table. Okay.
To be fair, my girl. Yeah. I think my girl could exist. I mean, you know, now I'm not saying she has to have the face of an M&S, but like, you know, more or less body type wise. I don't think I'm too off.
If I see a black woman like Eva Mendez, I'm going to do my best to get her. I'm going to be like, hey, man.
That's for me.
No, I'm going to get her to my boy. If it exists in this world, a black woman with Eva Mendez features, I'm going to be like, I got the man. Like, you are
gorgeous.
You ain't supposed to be here. Like, I got to introduce you to my boy, man.
You're a unicorn, girl. Go ahead.
Yeah, like, that's crazy. Like, I don't know.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's hilarious. All right, you guys. Thank you for listening to another episode of TBNP. Hope you guys got a kick of our little movie review and our building our perfect female. I know, like, we got a little fantastical a little bit.
I mean, but,
you know, you still get an idea of what kind of, like, what we're looking for in a woman. Yeah. Ladies, if you're listening, you know, just listen to our traits. If you happen to have those traits, we're on Facebook, YouTube, X, Instagram, TikTok, hit us up. Yeah, if you're on all that. So, like, hit us up, you know, interact with us. Tell us if you liked the episode. Tell us if, you know, we made you laugh. You want to possibly take us on a date? We don't mind. It's totally fine. We're available. Single, listen, handsome
listen,
men.
Listen, if you ever meant this woman exists, y'all better hit me up, because I got to tell the world.
You let yourself be known.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, hit my boy up. And like I say, this is another episode of TBNP. Stay tuned for more episodes coming soon. Signing out, this is Ryan.
This is Rue.
And this is Mo.
And we'll catch you guys next time.